Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 15:11.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 15:11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus spoke those words to his disciples on the night before his death, on a night that I'm certain felt anything but joyful, at least according to how a lot of people might define joy. We often equate joy with happiness, with an emotional high based on our circumstances. But Jesus was talking about something that went so much deeper, something more profound than temporary emotions. He was speaking about the reality and enduring assurance of his grace. That is biblical joy. It's knowing that God is with us, that he's working out his will, even in our struggle, and that though life will at times be hard, and it was certainly about to get super hard for the disciples, good is coming. And recognize this, Jesus wasn't giving his disciples a catchy, I hope this makes you feel better, cliche. He was preparing them for everything they would soon face. He was giving them what they'd need to stand strong in the middle of extreme persecution. I have told you this, Jesus said, pointing back to all he told them in the first half of John chapter 15, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. In those first two phrases, I have told you this, and that my joy may be in you, he told us precisely where joy comes from. It comes from him and the words he spoke, so his truth. And notice the progression, that my joy may be in you, he said, and that your joy may be complete. As we live connected with Christ, as closely connected to and dependent on him as a branch is the vine that bears and nourishes it, his joy becomes ours. And as our union with him grows, so does our joy. According to the original Greek, it fills us to capacity. When we feel our joy fading and our fears rising, it could indicate that we're living disconnected from Christ. We can't create true and lasting joy within ourselves. Most likely, the more we try, the more depleted and defeated we'll feel. And we can't buy that joy from the department store. That purchase we make, it might provide a moment of excitement, but it won't anchor and fill our souls. Only Christ can do that. As I consider the context in which he spoke these words, I'm reminded of the passage in Romans that tells us creation groans as if in childbirth. If you've ever given birth to a child, you can understand the depth of this analogy. The process hurts. But even in the pain, the mother experiences a sense of joyful anticipation, knowing soon she'll be holding her baby in her arms. I believe this is what biblical joy is like. Finding Christ's joy in the middle of our struggle is all about finding Christ in the middle of our struggle. It's learning to hit pause, to find a quiet place, to simply sit in his presence, telling him how we feel openly and honestly, and then asking for his perspective. When you read Jesus' words from when he first gathered his disciples in the upper room in John chapter 13 to this moment in John chapter 15, you'll notice that was precisely what he was doing. He was giving the disciples his perspective, the reality of their situation in that moment as they stood with Jesus, but also for the difficult moments to come. Soon, they'd feel abandoned, defenseless, alone. But they weren't abandoned. Jesus was going to prepare a wonderful place for them where there'd be no more pain, no more sickness, no more death. And though he'd be physically separated from them for a time, they would never be defenseless or abandoned. Far from it. They would have the Holy Spirit to live with them and in them, guiding and comforting, teaching and strengthening them, giving them everything they'd need to do everything he asked and to experience the joy and the peace he promised. The same joy he wants to give you and I. The next time life feels really hard, you don't have to pretend that the hard circumstances don't hurt. Grieve them, but grieve them with Jesus. Invite him into your pain. Let him hold you as you cry or as you rest or whatever you need to do for however long you need. But make sure to raise your gaze and fix it on the good that's up ahead. That day when your faith becomes sight and you're standing in God's presence, completely enveloped in his love. Let's pray. Lord, you told us life wouldn't be easy, that we would experience trouble. But even so, you promised us joy. Help us to hold tight to that promise and to hold tight to you, the only one truly able to bring us lasting, soul deep joy, a joy not dependent on us or our circumstances, but instead on you and your Holy Spirit within us. Fill us with your joy, Lord, and cause that joy to grow and become complete. In your victorious and faithful and precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceBox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.